Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Welcome back, listeners, and good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey, we have an interesting topic today.
Well, we must be feeling great. We're talking about typhoid fever, and we don't have it, so we're doing phenomenal. Typhoid fever has been in America since we first came to America. Matter of fact, in Jamestown, the first English colony in Virginia, it was devastating. It killed more than 6,000 settlers between 1607 and 1624. Even in the Civil War, 80,000 soldiers died as a result of typhoid. In 1903, we had outbreaks in Ithaca, New York, 82 deaths. That included 29 Cornell University students. And 1924, 25 oysters from Long Island held in polluted water sickened more than 1,500 people in New York. 150 died. We know a lot about typhoid courtesy of one Mary Mallon, an Irish girl who immigrated to the United States in 1884, where she worked as a cook for many of the wealthy families in New York City. But poor Mary was a carrier of the Salmonella typhi. She was never sick herself, but she spread it wherever she went. Thus, she earned the name Typhoid Mary. She was forced into quarantine on two separate occasions on North Brother Island, located in New York City's East River, near Rickers Islands, where she lived more than 26 years in isolation, if you can imagine. So, typhoid is very, very serious. As far as Sheboygan goes, we did have an epidemic here in the 1920s. It was due to the fact that the tubes and the pipes that went out into Lake Michigan were not long enough. They went out a mile and a half. That still was not long enough for all of the waste products that were coming in through factories and homes into the rivers, into the lake that was being used for the drinking water. And then between winds and wave currents, it would blow the waste back toward shore. So they had to elongate the pipes, but they also introduced chlorine, and that introduced us into the first water system in the Sheboygan area, and that cured the problem. But we did have typhoid outbreaks here in Sheboygan.
Steve, every week you're bringing us history here in Sheboygan County. We want to encourage our listeners to support what you're doing at the center. How do they get a hold of you, and how do they join to become a member?
Oh, we would love a new member coming from our listeners. Go to www.schrc.org.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.